Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter.
Any excuse to get us some Perry Como on the morning, Craig? You even mentioned earlier that I should start putting up my Christmas lights.
Right.
But is the traffic terrific during the holiday season? Car, air travel, however you're getting there. We're going to get some help from winter travel survival guide tips from Julie Lafrady, who's a travel journalist, reporter, probably does a lot of traveling in her job. Good morning, Julie.
Hey, good morning.
So we're already here, just finished up with Halloween. I told Craig it's about a couple weeks till Thanksgiving. I cannot believe that it's coming upon us too soon. I guess sooner than later, we need to get some travel arrangements underway, right?
Yeah, we're heading into that busy time, the peak travel time around the holidays. But the good news here, there's still time to get great last-minute deals. You know, while airfare tends to be a bit more expensive, travelers can often save on accommodations, especially at less popular destinations. So check comparison sites. You may be surprised that a dream vacation could be within reach.
What is considered less popular at this time of the year?
I'm talking about destinations that are maybe off-peak, or we call, you know, shoulder season. So the places that are more popular in the summer will likely be less expensive this time of year.
Julie, what's the latest on the price of travel when it comes to flying?
Right. Well, that obviously varies. So the sooner you book, the better off you'll be. But you also want to be prepared for the unexpected, whether it's flight delays or traffic jams. And, you know, there's some great apps out there to help travelers. Many of them are free. One I just started using is TripCase, and this app gives travelers a single place to manage and organize their trip, also save the location of some of their favorite stops along the way. You can keep track of your itinerary, get notified of flight or gate changes right on your phone, which is really important because the sooner we're all aware of potential travel hiccups, the better off we'll be.
Of course, many of us will take to the roadways. The gas price is not doing too bad, at least in our area around here. What about traveling by car? Any good tips for us when that's concerned this time of year?
Yeah, many of us are going to be hitting the roads this time of year, you know, driving maybe 100 miles or more to find those great holiday deals. So bad weather can make navigating the roads a bit more challenging, but great tires can make a big difference. I use the Hankook Winter iSept Evo 2. They're ultra-high-performance winter tires designed for those harsh road conditions, and that can make a big difference and worth the investment. And then if you maybe are on the hunt for a new car, you know, all-wheel drive car sales are up this season, and there's a lot of buzz about the 2017 Subaru Legacy. It's a family car, sedan, stylish, but it's the safety features that families really like, including the EyeSight crash prevention system. So this is like a pre-collision braking system, an extra set of eyes on the road and a foot on the brake for you. And then they also have their Starlink system, which provides emergency roadside assistance. So that's a vehicle that I'm really, you know, paying attention to. It's one of the best family cars for severe weather conditions.
Talking this morning with travel expert Julie Lafrady about the winter surviving winter travel, whether it's by plane or by car. What about surviving the people you're traveling with, your family? Any tips for kind of making that less stressful, and especially in closed quarters for quite a long time?
Yeah. Well, I always like to have kind of that family meeting before you hit the roads or, you know, head off on your travels and find out what everybody's expectations are, what they're hoping to do on their trip. And that kind of helps keep everybody a little bit happy. But, you know, extra room can make a big difference. You know, many families can often find more value by not staying in a small hotel room and opting for a vacation rental instead. It offers more room, maybe a living area for the kids to play. I like the kitchen, you know, to whip up a meal. Extra bathrooms are great. So Wyndham Vacation Rentals is a good starting point when planning a stay. It can help families book smart by offering a variety of different rentals, a lot of those in those ski destination areas. And because who wouldn't want to hit the slopes this time of year, right?
Right. Of course, the key to good traveling, stress-free travel, is to allow yourself plenty of time. But there always seems to be last-minute packing or something like that. I guess a good checklist ahead of time is a better way to make sure you got everything before you leave the driveway or take off.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially at the larger airports, you know, be prepared for, you know, maybe an extra few minutes going through security. You know, download those apps ahead of time. Think ahead. If your flight gets pushed back, it gets, you know, maybe canceled, what would you do? You know, try to come up with some contingency plans, and then you won't be so panicked if something does happen.
If we want to find out more of the things you talked about today or just get some good other good tips that you have, where can we go to get more details, Julie?
Sure. We've got some great tips on betterstuffforlife.com.
Sounds great. Julie Lafrady, our travel expert this morning. Thanks for sharing a bit of her time. Thank you.